What's good? This is Traveling Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Welcome back to another episode. Shout out to everybody that's been keeping this movement moving. You know, like we always say, like we always do, the stories that you hear do not necessarily reflect real life. They're here to entertain, educate, or keep your little homie off the streets. This is Traveling Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Before we get it, make sure y'all follow Traveling Anonymous on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow Chris Styles on Instagram. Make sure y'all follow Breakbeat. Thank you everybody that's been supporting. If you're looking for a hoodie, we still have a few sizes left. So you just holler at me about those. And let's jump right into this episode. Let's get it. What's up, man?
What's good?
I like to jump right into it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna dance around. We just gonna go straight for it.
Sure.
What is a switch?
Okay, so a switch in the kink lifestyle is just someone who can move between the major two like roles in BDSM, which is dominant and submissive. So me being a switch, like with my partner, I can move between whether or not I'm dominant with her, whether or not we're in the bed, or if I want to let her take control in whatever we're doing. Like, you know, like there'll be times we come in and she might be feeling the type of way. I'm like, yo, like you got it. And she can be the one to tell me what to do, tell me what she wants me to be, tell me what she wants to, you know, do for the night, how she wants to set stuff up. Just kind of switching that role between like the dominance and submission. So
what do you mean by tell you what she wants you to be?
So, I mean, she could tell me that, you know, she's looking for some type of role play, whether or not she wants me. I mean, we had this one little thing for a bit. I mean, it might still be going on, but we don't really bring up every now and then. We're like, you know, she'll be, I mean, I'm a computer person, right? So I do a lot of computer stuff. I have a web development company. And so every now and then she'll want to play this role where she's some woman in distress who needs a computer fix. And I'm the computer nigga, right? So we got different names, you know, and she'll go by that. She'll be like, you know, she'll send me a message on like WhatsApp. Like we normally text, but she'll send me like a message on WhatsApp, like, hey, sir, I need my computer cleaned out and some shit like that, you know? And so she'll kind of take that and I'm like, yeah, you know, I got you, you know, tell me what's wrong. And we talk back and forth in those type of terms, but it's like it's the role playing aspect and the stuff that she, you know, she'll kind of push it. I guess what's the word I'm going to use? She'll be the one to initiate it, right? And she has, I mean, all kinds of different fantasies and different things that she wants to try in the future. And I'll let her take the lead on them. I'll let her, like, you know, if she wants to start it up or set up the guidelines for it, you know, she'll do it.
So you have, like, the computer tech trying to, for me, I think I like always the you know, sort of girl that doesn't have enough money.
Yeah.
That's sort of my speed.
I can see that.
She probably need some lunch.
I've done that before. I mean, I've done that before, yeah.
She
the
broke.
Dam's on distress.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I gotta be the one, like, all right, you know.
She wants to rely, you gotta rely on you.
No, I try to do, like, the role playing sometimes. I don't know, halfway through, I was like, can we just have sex?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes it's not even the easiest thing, even for me to start up. Like, you know, because I'm in my head, I'm like, what would I even want her to be? Like, I don't know. I just want to have sex. Right, I've been saying the same thing. Right. But, I mean, you know, sometimes we'll get creative with it. You know, she's probably a little bit more creative in that realm than I am.
Right.
Of wanting something. But I think it's like the more you get comfortable with your partner, the longer time goes along as you've been with them, like the ideas just start coming in. Like, especially if the more you trust the person you're with, the more, you know, they feel comfortable in being able to kind of like release some of the things, like the fantasies that they had that they don't tell anybody. Yeah, like stuff will start to come out. Like, you know, I want to try it on in this, you know, I want to do it in a destination, or I want to like fucking public or some, you know, those things start coming out. So,
how far in your submission do you think you've gotten?
Let's see, how far? I mean, it's funny because even for me, it's not that always easy being submissive. So, like, it's a term that they use in the kink world, it's called topping from the bottom. So it's like when you are kind of when you go into a submissive space, you still be kind of like throwing out, like, you know, she might tell me to do something and I like kind of talk back and be like, nah, I ain't about to do that. And she's like, you know, I didn't ask you for what you wanted. But it's,
Okay.
or it could be even like she's telling me something to do and I'm like, nah, don't do it like that. You should do it like this. And she's like, you know, I didn't ask you for your opinion. I'm doing it how I want
Okay.
to do it, you know, but it's still, I'm still trying to like completely let her take full control. Sometimes not that easy because it's programmed in me to be the dominant one. I've always been a dominant one, you know, so.
So I'm just coming. Do she be putting straps on and shit like that? Or is that like too extreme?
I mean, she has. I mean, and it's it was, I mean, it's something that I experienced like years ago. It was something I never thought I would be into.
Hold on. You've actually allowed your woman to put a strap on and have sex with you. Are you into like men? Are you
Don't find men attractive in the slightest.
never been with a man, anything? I ask that because in my mind, a lot of people say, well, I've heard people say, anything done with a woman, you cannot be seen as gay or bisexual. You know what I'm saying? Anything, no matter how, if she's entering your anal, if she's, you know, anything done with a woman is not considered gay or bisexual. Do you agree with that?
Technically, I mean, when it comes, I mean, if you want to base it, if you want to go down like the whole rabbit hole of science and how it all, you know, human anatomy and stuff like that, there's absolutely, I mean, there's nothing that ties anal play technically to being gay or bisexual, unless you want to start getting into like opinions, right? Because by if you look at biology. I mean, it's your body. Like you're getting pleasure from something that's happening in your body. So, when anybody else, I mean, you could be like, hey, if two lesbians use a strap on, then that must mean that they secretly want to be with a dude. You can't necessarily say that. It's how you feel. But anatomically wise, all you're doing is creating a pleasure for that person that's already exists in their body. You're just stimulating it. So, if it's something that's inside my body, it's being stimulated. Doesn't necessarily mean that I want to be with a dude. It's just being I'm enjoying pleasure. The majority of people who experience that may be bisexual or gay, so people tie them all together, but it's not necessarily the case, in my opinion.
Yeah, because like culturally,
All right, culturally.
I think
100%.
soon as you say anything, if a girl touches, whistles by it a little bit, you know what I mean?
I mean,
I've
it's.
seen it get a little bit more accepted now, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of guys be
Yeah,
like,
I mean, back when I was, what, in high school. Guys would be like, yo, I never eat pussy in my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Like, and they used to be adamant about it. Now dudes be like, man, I eat ass like it is nothing. Dudes be like mad. I mean, yeah, stuff has become more acceptable over the years. Like, people are very much like, yeah, you know, I eat a chick out, you know, I eat a chick ass. And the dudes is like, back in the day, you couldn't even get past eating pussy. You talking about eating ass? Like, they like, yo, no, I wish a woman. And even now, I've been in a barbershop and this whole debate's popped up. You know, guys are like, yo, would you let a chick eat your ass? And dudes is like, yeah. And
Yo,
these are
because
tough ass dudes, right?
this is the
Yeah.
first time in history, like, you know, you'll hear a guy talk about, yeah, you know, she was like, you know, just, you know, playing with my balls, and then
She just went down,
she
like, what's
just
happening? Like,
went a little too far, but I ain't stop her, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I also see this thing online where people are like, as a man, if that's something you want to do, how do you ask your woman? Or ladies, how does your man ask you to eat his ass?
So as for me, I mean, when there you'd be surprised how many women are into this. You'd be surprised how many women want to do that with a dude, but they know that guys are just really squeamish against it. They don't want to try. They're not, you know, like I've like, I mean, even my boys know I be into some wild shit, but like I've had this conversation with them and been like, hey yo, like would you ever let a girl eat your ass? And dudes is like, and my boys would be like, nah man, I punch a bitch in the throat, and I'm like. And I'm like, okay. And they like, would you? And I'm like, nigga. And they're like, oh yeah, I don't even know why I asked you. Like,
Right.
we already
So
know.
yeah.
But it's like they also know that I ain't trying to come for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get being I'm not into no dudes, but it's if it's with a woman, then yeah, like, you know, it could be all kinds of stuff that but the thing is just like, and I think with culturally and in our society, a lot of men feel like anything submissive, anything on a submissive plane is considered not like heterosexual. They think it's like anything you do this where you're giving up control to a woman or to anybody really, they consider it gay, right? So that's like a but that's been something it's like weakness. Like people think that anything weak in our community is like not like what a man is supposed to be,
Right.
right?
So how did you ask it? Was you just like, hey babe, you want to use this strap? Or like you was I'm sorry, I'm sort of mind blown like how awkward that experience must have been when she pulls out a strap one day and you're like, oh, what the fuck? Or
So, well, she when we met, like she already kind of knew. Like, so this wasn't the first time I've done this with somebody. Like, so years ago, back when I lived in like North Carolina, like I lived in a couple other states, and there was a girl I was talking to or whatever, and we was playing around, and she, I don't know, actually it's funny because the conversation, it was like some banter going back and forth, and she was like, yo, I bet you I'm freakier and nastier than you, and I'm like, nah, you ain't, right? And it was like this whole back and forth thing. And she's like, yo, I bet you, I 100% bet you. She's like, I'll show you how much freakier than I am to you. And I was like, all right, bet, right? And so we were like having sex, and she was like, she like started eating my ass, right? So she went down past, you know, giving me head. And I was just kind of like,
past the
I was like,
gooch.
okay. I was like, all right, you know, whatever. And she like was like, I want to use my finger or something like that. She says, yeah, something. And I was like, and she was like, would you be okay with that? And it was like a little pause. I was like sitting there in the bed thinking,
I hope this
I was
doesn't make
like,
me gay.
yeah. I was like, because in my head, I'm like, man, my mind was like, is this gonna hurt? And is this like how am I gonna feel about this? Like, you know, because I might not enjoy it and then I'll be mad that I even tried it. And so I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, sure, whatever. I'm one for always taking chances. I always try some new shit. And I was like, all right, it's not that bad. It's not as bad as people think it is. Especially as like if you're with like if you're with somebody that you're doing with, right, you
How
care
do you
about.
go from a finger
It don't take
to a
much.
strap?
It don't take, I mean, not, okay, that's another thing, right? So people assume.
Also, I hate to interrupt you. Keep going with what you're saying, but on the end, I want you to sit. You have to be in such a submissive place.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like your body, you have to be in such. Speak on that too.
So, a lot of people are going to assume that when they think of the word strap, they think of like some big ass, like, you know, some big ass, like shit just hanging off, you know, like a big, you know, whatever. It's not necessarily that. It could be something real small, real skinny. It doesn't have to be nothing that's even shaped like a penis. Like, people also think that. They're like, oh, you let her put some in you. She put a dick inside of you. I'm like, nah, some of that shit is not even shaped like that. Like, some of it is, I mean, it's long. I mean, it could be like, it'll be cylindrical, but it's not gonna be something where it's like, it got veins in it and it's got a whole like
Oh
definition
my
to it. It
God.
ain't gotta be all that. But people will assume that. I think that about anything when it comes to strap-on play. And it's not necessarily the case. So it doesn't have to be turned into something where it's like she's presenting as a masculine person. But yeah, so I mean like when it comes to the submission part, yeah, like I said, that was the first time I even attempted this was with a different partner, with strap-on and stuff. And even then it was difficult for me to go into submission. That's what I was saying. It's like not always easy for me to go into that mode because I'm like, yo, like chill, like, you know, don't do it like that or don't, you know, whatever. And
Oh my
she's
God.
like, okay.
Yo, hold
Or I'm
on.
just like, yo, like don't have don't like, you know, because she's asking me questions. And one thing I do appreciate about partners like when they're very like attentive, so they're very much like asking me questions throughout, like, you know, are you okay? Like, you know, do you want to keep going? Do we stop? Whatever. And But it's like, you know, like she was in a position where I'm telling her how to move or which direction to come in or whatever. And she's like, yo, like chill, just let me do it. Like, let me handle this. Like, you're doing too much. You're trying to like control the whole thing. But that's just how, I mean, and over time, like I said, the longer you're with somebody, the more trust you have in that person, the more you're willing to let them do what they do. Like, another thing,
because you have to always think about this thing is replicating a guy.
Well, it's
unless you can just remove your mind in such the mature way where you can take out the idea that this is replicating a guy.
Well, see, that's the thing. I've never been with a dude, so I'm not comparing this to a dude. I'm not like I'm looking at her. I'm seeing her face. I'm seeing her body, her naked body on top of me, or whatever.
Oh, you and I'm like, doing your back.
What do you think I'm supposed to be, a doggy style? Like, it ain't that many ways you could do this. Like,
yo,
if you think about it,
yo,
it ain't that many ways you could do it. So yo, it's like, but I prefer that, right? Because I'm getting to see my woman, right? So I'm able to see everything she is. And it's, so I'm not like, that's what I'm like bringing in now. So I'm not imagining some dude, like if my back is to her, then my mind could be going through all whatever. But I'm like looking at her, I'm seeing her. And so it still feels like a woman. Like it still feels like I'm with a woman, not like I don't think of that, right?
Yeah. All right. All right, I got you. Do you feel like some things should just not be explored? You know, because in my mind, you could really get lost in fantasy.
Yeah.
You could really get lost in the idea of, I'm just trying to find pleasure. I'm just trying to have the best sex or the greatest sex that I could have. Mm-hmm. You know, jumping down that sort of rabbit hole, I feel like it's a dangerous game. You know, do you ever feel like you're probably opening yourself up to a little too much? Or do you feel like everyone should explore their sexuality to the furthest extent possible?
I think that's the case, right? And the reason I think that is because for people that don't, like, I feel like it's a process of lying to yourself. Like, you're lying to, like, your inner desires or things that you actually want to go for. Now, yes, there are moments when, yes, you can go down the rabbit hole too far. You can take it too far. You could become too obsessed with something that you're interested in. So it takes the maturity to know how to rein that in or how to control and keep yourself in a controlled environment. But at the same time, as a person, I will say that after I started exploring things that I was into and even became open with things I was into with my partners, like, I deal with less stress in relationships. I deal with less issues. I don't feel like I ever have to lie to my chick about anything I want to try. I can come to my chick and be like, yo, I'm trying to have a threesome. And she's like, bet. Like, not even like a, not even a hesitation, not even a like, oh, so what do you mean? Like, because we've gotten to a point where like any and everything is on the table. Now it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm out here, we strapping up every day. That doesn't happen. Like, literally sometimes it might happen months in between. Like, it doesn't happen like all the time. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's never like that. But there are some people, like, they even have a show that's out right now called Billions, mm-hmm. right? It's a show on like, Stars or something like that. Showtime. And it's like in the show, like one of the main characters, he's like addicted to like sadomasochism, right? And so he comes out to the public eventually that he's interested in it. And for him though, it's something that like is like built into him. It's like even before he goes out in the speech, he's like popping himself with rubber bands to try to get himself off. And he comes out, he's happy. He's like he'll be in a bad mood, pop himself with some rubber bands, and then he's in a good mood for the rest of the night. And it's like some people is wired into them to that point. For me, it's not. Like, you know, if I don't feel like doing it, I just don't feel like doing it. And it'll be moments where I'm like, oh yeah, let's try it. Like, or whatever, let's do whatever. But there are some people who very much it's that for them. And I'm supportive of it. As long as it keeps you in a place that's progressing and moving forward, I say, oh, go for it. Like,
Right.
but if it's something that starts to pull you away, like an addiction, like a heroin addiction, and you're not getting your work done, you reclusive in your house because you can't get something, then yeah,
That's
it's
sort of where you draw the
detrimental.
line. So, okay, I could understand that. I could understand how you can go in that direction. Can you go out and have sex with another girl in your relationship? Are you that open? Are you guys that much on one accord where you could be like, hey, had a one night stand, I don't know, the night just kind of went like that. You know
Not necessarily, because
what I'm saying?
the way our relationship is that we consider it an open relationship, but everything that we do gets discussed between us. So like if I come to her and say something like, let's like what we actually kind of currently look for, even when it comes to like messing with somebody else or talking to somebody else, is generally we look for somebody that's gonna be interested in both of us together. Right? That makes it easier for her, it makes it easier for us. And that's just something that we're doing now. Now they may evolve in the future. They may progress into something later to where I'm able to just go out and do that. But right now, it's like if I'm interested in somebody, or even if she's interested in somebody, it's like, hey, so what do you think about this? Are you cool with that? Like,
Do you ever feel like sometimes you just want to go off on your own and kind of,
but that's the thing, I don't have
or
to. And the thing is
not
like,
saying you don't have to, but I'm just saying, I know you don't have to, but I'm saying, do you have that desire to just, all right, maybe I want to just go off on my own. Maybe I don't want her there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I just want to.
But even if I don't want her there, I can still ask her that. That's the way our stuff is open. So it's
But is
like,
that desire there
not
for you?
necessarily,
Not
but
necessarily.
because like I mean I've been through lots of relationships, dated many people, plenty of
For
people,
sure.
and I enjoy what I have with her enough to where it doesn't really fancy me to have to do that. Like, I'm just not in a place where I feel like I need to, honestly.
Have you ever gotten an STD?
Yeah. Not many, but I remember getting one. Yeah, I think I feel like in my lifetime I maybe gotten one or two. Like one, there was one where I had assumed that I might have one before I even like got test back. So I just told him to give me the shot for it. I was like, it don't even matter if I got it or not, just give me the
Don't even
shot
give me the
for it.
results,
Yeah, just give me the shot for it.
just
And so I was good. But like there was one time, yeah, I went and got tested, and it was like, but that came from actually, and it's funny because that happened a long time ago. It was a girl who actually came to me and told me, like, after sex, this was 10 years ago, told me, she was like, she had gone and slept with some other dude, and the dude had given her STD, and then she found out about it when she went and got tested.
Which one was it?
This was, what do you mean?
Which STD was it?
Chlamydia, I think, or something like that. So she went and got tested, told her that she had it. So she came in and she sat me down. She's like, hey, just want to let you know, like, it was another dude I was messing with too. Like, and it wasn't like a girlfriend, it was just like somebody I was messing around with. And she was like, I got, STD, and we had sex, and I wanted to let you know. So I was like, all right, cool. Went and got tested, found out I had it, and yeah, I got treated for it. But yeah, other than that, like, most of the spaces I roll in, people try to be very aware of like the STDs, so it never happens like that. And I try to be transparent as well with like, I get tested pretty often, as often as actually my doctor allows. And then I don't mind giving out my results to partners. Like, it's not a big thing.
That's dope. I think
Yeah.
you should promote that more.
Yeah.
Like, just
And
as
it's,
black men, going to the doctor one
yeah.
and not just like praying it away
Yeah.
and just
And
being.
it's free. I mean, it's free clinics all throughout New York. It's like a whole system of going. There's one I go to in Fort Greene, actually, and it's free. They open up like 8:30. You just show up, and yeah, they give you all this stuff. They give you your test. They give you, like, it's like an online portal that shows all your results when they release them to you, and yeah, you're good.
Is monogamy a thing for you?
So, not necessarily. So, me and my partner are both not necessarily interested in monogamy. I think for me, I believe that it's difficult to suppress the urge to like find other people desirable, right? So, and it's like, why deny that technically in terms of,
It's impossible. Let's
yeah,
be
it's
real.
like, I mean, and most people, they end up in situations where they're cheating because they're trying to suppress that urge and they can't. But for us, it's like we both had kind of come to the realization it's just not a possibility. We're just not going to find somebody as attractive. And so why not do it together? Why not go out and explore other people together then, in that sense, and be open about it? Yeah. And, but of course, I had to get to a point where I was secure in myself. I was okay with that. Like, she was okay with that. And, but yeah, I'm not really, yeah, I don't really necessarily. Monogamy, if it, in my opinion, is a whole can of worms rooted in religion. And all, you know, it's just a lot of stuff.
Social constructs and things like that. So your girlfriend comes home one day and says, hey, I got this guy that I really think would be great for us.
Well, it'd be more for her. Yeah. It'd be great for her.
Would you do it? Would you?
Yeah. I'd be like, let me meet him.
And you would allow this guy to into y'all bedroom.
It probably wouldn't be in my bed, but
into her bedroom and have sex with all three of y'all.
All three. Have sex with her. Yes.
Well, okay. So you would just watch.
I mean, we've had threesomes, right?
With guys.
Yeah. With guys and with women as well.
Oh.
And so to me it's not really a thing because they're like most people are turned off by that, especially most men are usually turned off by that because their
ego.
Yeah, their ego. Black men, we're taught to be territorial from the time we're growing up. Like, we're taught to be like, you know, don't mess with my crew, don't mess with my girl, don't mess with, like, you know, people's like, this is my territory, don't step over the line. You know, a lot of gangs are rooted in that. Like, don't come in my territory. Don't come out. This is mine. Like, whatever. And so that's just kind of like our thing. It's like we don't necessarily like giving up what we have, what we've earned, what we've worked for.
For sure.
And so for somebody else to just come in and take it, that bothers to me. It's like I don't look at it as that because I don't feel like I'm controlling my partner. My partner is her own person. My partner has her own desires to be happy. For me, I'm adding myself to her life. She's adding herself to mine. And so if she wants to have sex with another dude, like, who am I to tell her that that's something that we can't do because But again, I'm doing that as a selfish thing, right? If I really love my girl, I'm doing whatever we need to do to make her happy, right? And if that's something that makes her happy, then let's do it.
Okay, so nothing in you, the first time you saw another man, or the first time you saw her on her knees, giving him head, nothing in you.
I mean, you're painting a description, right?
I have to.
So it's not, she's never been on her knees, right? She's on her back, right? So, but at the same time, it's like even if it's on the knees, to me, it doesn't like stir up a feeling of jealousy because jealousy in anybody is rooted in fear. And I'm not scared of this dude. I'm not scared of him taking my girl. And if she decides that she wants to go with him in the first place, then she just wasn't meant for me in the first place. Like, then this whole relationship wasn't meant to be. So for me, I'm like, I've gotten to a point where I'm happy enough with myself and I'm proud of who I am as a person and what I've accomplished. My businesses, my everything, to the point where if you decide that you don't want to be with me, then I'm looking at it as like your loss, not necessarily mine. I'm not feeling over here going to feel in the dumps because some dude stole you from me. It's not how we work. And I think this is the same thing with her. Like,
yo, you've reached like the pinnacle of like security with self and maturity.
Wasn't easy. 34. It took me a long time because I'm a Scorpio. Mind you, in 20, you know, when I was 25, oh, I'd fight anybody that looked at my girl wrong. Like, that was like, you know, I was the same way, but you go through stuff, you meditate on things. I was thought about a lot of stuff. You know, I had a lot of women friends in college. And so they used to tell me all kinds of stuff about things that they went with guys and ways that they felt like things should go and how, what would make them happy or what would make most women happy. And just getting to know like how things work. And it's like, it came to the point where I was like, why am I really feeling like this? And it came down to the point where it's like, damn, like, this nigga might have more than me and she might want that. Or like, you know, he might be somebody that she thinks is better suited for her and she might want to go over there. And then I realized that the only reason I'm keeping it to myself, the only reason I'm like shutting all this other stuff down is because I was scared of losing it. Like,
What do you say to the guys that say, oh, this is a beta man talk, beta male? This is like, this ain't alpha male. No man is supposed to, allow another man to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, okay, so when it comes to that, I get that. 100% get that. But again, I would even ask him, like, where do you think that's coming from? Like, why would you assume that a woman is your property, right? And is based on what? Based on what doctor? What did you read at any point in time in your life that said that a woman is supposed to belong to you, or a woman is your property?
Up a couple books.
Right,
Yeah, no,
right.
you're
But
absolutely
the
right.
thing is, like,
You're absolutely right.
and it's like for, and so it's like you look at your woman, and now there are a lot of women who want to be that, right? They want to be like fawned over. They want that jealousy. They want a nigga to fight another nigga over them, and it's like, why would I put myself through that? I'm putting myself in harm because you feel insecure, or you even feel like in my opinion, that means that she needs some growing to do. 'Cause I'm like, I've also been women who may not be into like non-monogamy, but at the same time, they're like, dog, I would never want you to fight another dude over me. Like, I would never even put you in that predicament. So that even for us, like I said, that's something we talked about. But I mean, I've been with women who are monogamous. Been fine, had a perfect relationship, like
So
nothing wrong with
what happens when a woman comes to you and she says, I know you got all this, fluidity with your whole sexual, I'm not with that. Is that just not the woman for you? Do you write that woman off, or do you try to walk her into your lifestyle so that you don't end up hurting her?
I don't ever walk into my lifestyle, but I will tell her that. I'm usually gonna sit down and sit there. I mean, and be like, all right, let me figure out what else you may offer. Like, let me actually see how much I like you as a person, and see whether or not this is something that I'd be okay with giving up this lifestyle for, right? And if you show me like the advantages of not having to do this with other people or whatever, then that's fine. But typically, I think at this point in time in my life, it's something that I feel like I'm going to want for however long. You're right. Like, I like being able to not have to like hide away urges from like my woman. That's something that like a lot of guys I know have a huge problem with marriage, right? They talked about it to me, and they've been like, yo, I feel like marriage is just like a prison. And it's like, if you think about it like that, there are a lot of guys who would probably want to have this type of lifestyle, to be able to just do whatever, but have that conversation with that woman, but they're afraid of it. They're afraid of like their woman saying no, or they're afraid of their woman wanting to leave them because they bring it up. And it's like they want that, but they're trying to tell themselves that what they're doing so right now is okay, or is the right way, because it makes them feel confident about where they are. 'Cause like, yeah, I was with somebody, and I'm like I was with somebody before who accused me of wanting to talk to other women, and I wasn't even doing it at the time. I was literally the most faithful person ever, and she still accused me. So I'm like, why would I go through this with a partner when I can actually be with somebody who is okay with it? Like it, you know.
I think it's a battle between my urges to want to sort of do those things and the urge of, if I am open to this, I have to be open to, like you said, another man sleeping with my woman. Because that's like the thing with guys, right? Like, we want to do us, but we don't want the woman to do them. That's when everything is all, she went on a date the
And
whole time, you've been having three and foursomes every weekend. So it's like,
that's the thing. Like, that's the issue with a lot of stuff in the lifestyle when it comes to like swinging or like playing with other people or whatever, is it's mostly, usually always the man trying to get over his ego. It's usually rarely ever the woman who has to like get over that. There are women who will let you sleep with another woman because they're afraid of losing you. Not even because they want it to happen, or not even because they want to be with you. They'll do it because they're afraid of you leaving or going behind their back. But yet, if she asks you for the same thing and you say no, she will drop it because she's afraid of you. Like, it's a lot of this, a lot of these decisions that people make like this are based out of fear. And it's like, I didn't want to be in a relationship where anything was based off of fear. I wanted to be able to be open and honest about whatever I wanted, and I wanted my partner to be open to it. There have been times when I've said I might be interested in somebody, and she says, nah, I don't know if I want that. And it's not necessarily because she doesn't want me to do it. she may have a reason for me not sleeping with that woman. Like, she's like, I don't like her. Or I don't think, you know, she didn't smell that great the last time I was around her. Like, it'll be, but it's usually always a reason. Like, we can actually sit down and discuss these reasons and it'd be like, nah, let's not do it. So.
You so woke, man. You reach God level wokeness. What does the 25-year-old you, the one that says, yo, stop looking at my girl, say to the 34-year-old you that's sort of like,
I mean, my 25-year-old self probably would have said the same thing most guys would say. They're like, yo, you tripping. Like, why would you do that? But me, to my 25-year-old self, I would have been like, bro, you wasting time. Like, look at all, like, you're spending way too much energy. You're spending, you're like, you end up in, you arguing with your girl in front of everybody because she think this or you think that. And it's like, why not be with your girl and be like, yo, that girl got a fat ass. And the girl be like, yo, she do. Like, yo, I'd love to see what that's like. And it's like, but that type of conversation. It does, actually. He's right. Yeah. it has happened. Like, but it's just like, it just depends.
Don't try that at home.
Yeah, I wouldn't say go do that. But I mean, like, the biggest thing behind all this is communication. A lot of people just have a hard time communicating how they really feel. That's why most women, I'm not gonna lie, that's why most women think most dudes are trash, because dudes will not communicate these things. And I've talked to women, and women have said like, yo, I would have been okay with him sleeping with another chick if, as long as he had come and told me, but he went and did it behind my back and and I can't do that.
You must not know women.
I know a lot of women. So to be honest, I actually know.
Women will tell you, oh, if you would have just told me, all right, I want to fuck her.
Right. and not everything is going to be easy conversation, but, and because women also have to change their programming too, right?
Yeah.
So, but they're open to that, right? So a lot of women are might not off the bat be like, yo, this is, yeah, cool. Like, go fuck whoever you want to. They're not just going to come out and say that. No. But sometimes they'll be like, well, all right, let's have a discussion and figure out like, where this is coming from, you know, whatever. And sometimes you got to convince them to be like, okay, maybe I need to rethink how I'm thinking things. And I've seen women be like, you know what? I kind of came to a point where I was like, maybe I shouldn't be tripping this much about another chick. Like, if he wants to actually be with her, then he would have left me. He's going to cheat with her anyway. Mm. At least I know about it now. Mm. At least I can actually, who knows? She may be interested in me too. Mm. And next thing you know, like, Deion Cole did a stand-up one time. Actually, his last stand-up on Netflix. And he was saying, he was like, dude, you got to be honest with your women because you never know what she might be into. Mm. It's like, you know, he said, y'all watching porn in different rooms. Like, you jacking off to one thing and she jacking off to another thing. Mm. And then you go in the room and find out she watching the same thing you watching. Y'all could have been watching the shit together the whole time. And it's like, there's a lot of stuff.
I'm going to send this episode to every couple, yo.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that. Like, it's just, the communication between couples is just like deteriorated. People don't know how to effectively do it anymore.
Especially when it comes to taboo subjects.
I mean, a lot of that stuff, and people always say the number one killer of relationships is not even sex, it's just communication in general. Not having proper communication. When you're talking about finances, you're talking about sex, you're talking about where you want your kids to be in the future, like, you know, like stuff, people just aren't communicating the right things. And then you end up in a situation down the road, one person wants to do one thing and they're like, yeah, you know, I've been holding off on it for a bit and now I want to do it. And the woman is like, nah, I ain't never been okay with this. And you like, yo, like, you know, and next thing you know, you're going two separate ways. Like,
what was the wildest thing that you sort of did? And sort of the wildest request you've sort of gotten, and you was like, all right, you know what? I tried a lot of things, but.
Now, there was a woman who requested me to take a shit on her. And this was a wild. It's actually after I moved to New York. So it was in New York. I ain't never heard some shit like this down south, because I'm from the south. And so, like, but it was a girl who asked me to take a shit on her. And I was like, and I immediately in my head, I was like, hell no. But I was like, I just want to hear like more about this, right? So I was like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, you know, what are you looking for? And she's like, yeah, you know, I just really enjoy that. And she was like, honestly, like, and this is viewer discretion advised. But she even said, she was like, you know, the wetter, the better. And I was like, exactly. Even I was like that. And I was just like, you serious? Like, and she's like, yeah. I was like, never in my life. I
you
was like,
go get some oxtails. Never.
Yeah, I was like, some macaroni and cheese. I'm like, yo, never in my life would I ever do that. And I'm like, Like, so there are hard no's. There are things that I just would never, like, I know people that do what they call vampire play. And I have nothing against, like, anybody's kink, right? I'm not kink shaming for people for doing stuff. But things like that, there are certain things that I just won't step over, generally for hygiene's sake or for something like that. But, like, I know people that are into vampire play where they actually believe that sucking your partner's blood brings you closer. And I'm like, nah, never. I'm not trying to suck your blood. I'm not trying to do nothing that. Like, there, and it's funny because you'll see even those people that are into vampire in the play be like, yeah, I eat the box when she on the blood when you know when she bloody, like, and they be like, yes, yeah, I do that shit all the time. And I'm like, nah, like there so there are,
Those
I do have
limits.
my own limits, but those are things that, like, over the time I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I set those things as my limits. Anybody can set their hard limits. You, I know plenty. I'm not telling anybody to go explore pegging, right? That's not something that, like, you have to do. If it's an interest, jump into it. Like, if it's something, try it out at least once or twice. If you don't like it, then just don't do it. Like, it's not something that, like, but people who assume that the fact that you even want to try it is like, oh, that's gay. I'm like, so that just means, like, people are like, so I'm like, what does that mean? Like, you have a gay button in your butt? You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as somebody touches your button, you gay all of a sudden? Like, that doesn't,
Nah,
it's your
yeah,
body, right?
for
So that
sure.
it's like, so you saying somewhere in your body there's some gayness that you just don't want to stir up. Like,
Right.
and I'm like, no, it's your body. Like,
Right.
the fact that now if you are in this position or in that, you know, getting strapped down and you over here thinking like, dang, I wonder what it's like to have a dude in here, then yeah, you gotta look at your sexuality. But if that's not something you think about, which is something I don't really think about, is like, I could never consider myself in that place.
And sort of how far you've taken it.
Yeah.
Like what is the furthest you think you've personally taken it?
I think the per I guess the biggest thing, let's see there. Things I would take. It's probably like a group play thing where, like, it was like two women that, like, used a strap on me. Like, but it was like multiple women. It was like room full of women, actually. It's like a lot of women.
And you
And
ran a train on
it was
you?
just like, not really bad.
Okay,
It
that's the first time I've actually heard
wouldn't call
a guy getting a train.
it a
Listen,
train.
nah, I'm just
Is But
playing.
at the same time, I'm also like fucking too. So it's not
No,
like,
I'm kidding.
but it was like, but it was, but yeah, it's like, so it was that, and then I mean, that was it.
So he just
That's
took
fine.
turns pegging you.
Yeah, it was like two of them that kind of went back and forth. Well, not really back and forth. It was like once, and then the other girl did once, and then that was kind of it. We went on and
And
did
you
other
on your
stuff.
back.
I think this one I was on my side. Actually, I was on my
All
side
right.
and my back. Yeah. But it was like a girl sitting on my face at the same time. So it was like,
It
yeah.
was okay. Yo, this is Trevor Anonymous. My name is Chris Styles. Let's get it.